This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Iman, Kelvin and Cam. And in the studio with us is Keith Kam for the Market Wrap. So Keith, today there's been some developments on how we can go cashless, and we've talked about this as well a bit earlier in the show. And there's also been some developments about how continuing to use cash may come with some added regulations. So let's start with the cashlessness of it all. Do you have any updates on Touch and Go and Alipay?
Well, it's interesting because I've got this this pet peeve of mine is that I just cannot figure out why you have to pay that extra 10% when you want to use your Touch and Go to park your car anywhere. Because over in Singapore, as an example, if you use your EasyLink to park your car, you actually get a discount. If you use your EasyLink to take public transport, it's also a discount. But there's no such thing here. So, well, some argue it is convenient. It probably is convenient. But then if you park for hours at KLCC or at the airport, for example, that 10% can be quite a hefty amount. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the good news is that at Parliament today, Deputy Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs Minister Chong Chin-Jen, he disclosed that soon that 10% surcharge will be done away with. And the reason it took so long to do was due to an existing contractual agreement when Touch and Go signed with the previous government. Also, you know how sometimes you need to pay an additional 50 cents to top up your Touch and Go? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's not something that can be done because according to the deputy minister, free market and all that, you actually have a choice because there are establishments which don't charge you that 50 cents and there are some which do. So go to the ones that don't. It's a matter of choice in this case.
Yeah, but the numbers of places that don't charge the 50 cent are much less than those who do. I think there are over 11,000 outlets where you can. That number is somewhere between
4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, somewhere between there. It's not significant.
But I mean, there's a work around it. I mean, definitely at all the toll booths, you can also use your mobile phone wallet, the Touch and Go e-wallet to top up, and that 50 cents not included there.
Yeah.
And speaking of mobile wallets, there's Alipay as well, which is, it's under Alibaba, whose Ant Financial Group is also working with Touch and Go in the e-wallet segment. Now, for a lot of Malaysians who go to China for holiday, you suddenly discover that people in China don't quite use cash anymore. They wave their mobile phone around with a QR code, and that's how you pay. But in order to get that Alipay service, you actually need to have a Chinese a PRC banking account to qualify. So there's news that Alipay right now is allowing foreigners to get on board with that. So it'll make your travel to China a lot easier.
On the flip side, though, continue to use cash, while it is convenient, it does open up a whole lot of other risks because of the lack of paper trail and traceability. Bank Negara is looking into this issue currently.
Yeah, because based on the central bank's data, more than 5 million suspicious cash deposits were reported up until September this year. The value of that is about 483 billion ringgit. But then again, Bank Negara did already lower the daily cash threshold to 25,000 ringgit from this year. And the disclaimer here is that Bank Negara says it's still too early to draw conclusions whether or not these deposits are in any way criminal. So now regulators and law enforcement agencies are looking at introducing something called a cash transaction limit, which is something France, Italy and India have also implemented. And this is Governor Dato' Nor Shamsi Ahmad Yunus talking about criminals, how criminals prefer cash and why authorities need to be more vigilant here.
While new to Malaysia, many other countries such as France, Italy and India have already implemented it. This measure will further mitigate the abuse of cash by addressing the ease of conducting high-value cash transactions. Even with the rise of electronic payments, we cannot wash over the fact that criminals still prefer cash because it is widely accepted, anonymous in nature and untraceable. These additional insights also lead to better quality of disclosures to relevant law enforcement agencies.
That was Dato' Nor Shamsi Ahmad Yunus, Bank Negara Governor. And on to Bursa Malaysia today, we saw that Top Glove was one of the top decliners. What happened?
On Monday, there was an analyst report out that highlighted the risk of Top Glove being removed from the FBMKLCI component stocks. if its share price deteriorates further. So Top Glove is now at 35th spot, according to its market cap. If it falls to 36, it goes out automatically. Relegation zone, that's a sports reference.
I understand it. That made me understand it better.
And on that bit of analysis, there was a bit of a sell-off today. Top Glove closed 2.9% lower at 4.37 ringgit. And as for when Bursa Malaysia will do this review, it's done semi-annually, and next month is when they will do it. And it will be based on closing prices on November 30th.
Keith, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.